Good morning, I'm Anna Palmer.
And I'm Jake Sherman.
And welcome to the Daily Punch, brought to you by Punchbowl News. It's Tuesday, March 19th, 2024. Let's get into the mix. Here are your Washington headlines of the day. Number one, we've got the latest on government funding. Number two, Senator John Thune adds some outside muscle. And number three, the tally, what to watch in Ohio and Illinois. All right, Jake, let's get into it. We are leading Punchbowl News AM with a shift. You know, yesterday we said that it looked like a potential government shutdown was potentially going to happen. Now we have White House officials and top aides to the big four congressional leaders reaching a deal on the difficult area of Homeland Security funding on Monday night, setting up a contentious week on Capitol Hill, but certainly forward progress.
Yeah, no, listen, I still think there could likely be a funding lapse here. I just want to make a point, Anna. If you were thinking of one weekend of the year to not have Congress be in session, it would be this weekend. This is the first weekend of the NCAA tournament. It is the most exciting weekend potentially on the sports calendar. Literally like the best weekend of sports ever. And Congress
are you
going to
put an out of
session.
Office on your email, Jake? Just say, hey, yeah, gotta go. UConn's playing.
Yeah. UConn plays at 2:45 on Friday against Stetson. And then on Sunday at some point, should they win, which we assume they will, but you never, as the former athletic director at GW used to say, that's why they play the games. You don't know who's going to win. Listen, so they came to an agreement last night. This is the, we scooped it around 6:45-ish, the White House and House Republicans over government, over DHS funding. Now, this is basically a deal between the White House and House Republican leadership. Democrats are putting some distance between themselves and this agreement, saying that it was the White House who cut it, and I'm sure they're going to embrace it. They can't not embrace it, but they'll probably do it at their own speed. Now, all of that said, it is Tuesday. We don't expect text on this bill until Wednesday is my guess. Now, no one is saying that, but I just have seen, I've seen this enough times to know that it is, it always takes longer to get text than you assume. Why? Because alleged counsel has to do it. The leadership has to, you know, the leadership and appropriators have to read it out. And it just always takes longer. So Wednesday would put a House vote on Saturday on if the leadership adheres to the 72-hour rule. I don't see how they don't adhere to the 72-hour rule at this point. That would just be my guess. It would be too difficult to circumvent that rule, given this is $1 trillion of spending. It's all been cut behind closed doors, et cetera, et cetera. So we are looking at a funding lapse over the weekend unless the House passes a CR alongside the bill or passes a CR before Friday. I don't think they're going to do that. I'm not entirely positive about that. I just don't think they're going to do that. So, Anna, it will be a white knuckle week.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting. Certainly a tough week, even though they did end up cutting a deal for Speaker Mike Johnson. He's going to be facing a lot of consternation and frustration from his right flank. You know, even though they were never going to vote for this package, they're usually the loudest in the room. And, you know, it's already getting major pushback from conservative hardliners opposed to the measure. It's going to be a loud week on Capitol Hill. There's a lot to get done, as you said. There's a process that they're going to have to go through, but there is, and you know, there's a real desire to get out of town. We're looking at the front end of a 2-week recess, and sometimes there can be some magic, certainly in the Senate, that can move things along when lawmakers are looking for a potential exit path to get back home. Also, just want to note here, we've got some TikTok news in the top. It's shaping up to be an important week for the fate of the House passed bill to force the social media app TikTok to divest from its Chinese-based parent ByteDance or face a U.S. ban. National security officials coming back to Capitol Hill. They're scheduled to brief members of the Senate Commerce and Intelligence Committees Wednesday to provide, quote, an update on the threat posed by foreign adversaries' exploitation of Americans' sensitive data, including related to TikTok, according to an aide. We scooped this in Monday evening's PM edition, but really the pressure is on TikTok here.
Yeah, they got to... they basically have to stop this thing in its tracks in the Senate. That will be their goal. This is all about Chuck Schumer at this point. What decision does he make? Does he circumvent Maria Cantwell, who has been very skeptical of this bill? Does he try to put it in committee and go through a whole big process to consider other bills? That would be a that would also stop. I don't know if it would stop it in its tracks, but it would certainly slow it down. So, you know, it's all up to Schumer at this point, and truly it's all up to the White House. Cause if the White House puts pressure on Schumer or says they want to vote, which I think they've kind of said privately that they want a, they want this to move, but I haven't seen a lot of pressure so far. So we'll have to see where the White House, and the White House has got a lot of issues it's dealing with right now. On top of funding, they have the war in Israel and Gaza, and there's just a lot going on. So I think this is going to be, I don't know that this is top of mind.
All right, let's run to the number two story of the morning. We've got some news in Thune world. Johnny DeStefano, a longtime Republican operator, is running an outside group linked to Senate Minority Whip John Thune's bid for Senate GOP leader. The group is called New Heights for America. It's very lofty. The way outside nonprofit groups are structured, of course, they can't have any official link to Thune or his staff, but there are some big things to consider just in the sense of how intense this race is, Jake.
Yeah, listen, this is becoming a little bit more common in the sense that people set up outside groups for sitting members of Congress all the time now. Not all the time, but just it happens more frequently now than it used to. But C4 effectively can raise unlimited, undisclosed money. They have limited leeway as to how they could spend it in the sense that they have to spend it on a certain amount on issue advocacy or related projects. But DeStefano linking up with Thune is an interesting development for people who know Washington and who know DeStefano and Thune. Johnny DeStefano worked for Speaker John Boehner, former Speaker John Boehner, and later was the very senior figure in the Trump White House, worked basically... a lot of people have him to thank for their jobs or to blame for their jobs. He was the director of the Office for Public Liaison, counsel to the president, and had a lot of different roles in the Trump White House. And listen, fundraising is going to be a big part of whoever the next leader is, the next Senate Republican leader. So this is just another, I would say, arrow in the quiver in Thune's race against John Cornyn of Texas. Cornyn has claimed a fundraising advantage. We'll have to see how that holds up as the race goes on.
All right, let's move on to the number three story of the morning. What to watch in Ohio and Illinois. Congressional primary voters head to the polls today in these two key states. A lot of top storylines we are tracking, particularly Max Cohn, who covers politics for us. Interestingly enough, the Ohio Senate GOP primary is going to be a major test of former President Donald Trump's power in key congressional primaries. He has backed businessman Bernie Moreno and rallied for him alongside other mega world figures in Ohio this weekend. Of course, that Ohio Senate race is one to watch as the state has become ruby red, and whoever wins that, the other candidate, State Senator Matt Dolan, will face off against Sherrod Brown.
That's right, and Sherrod Brown is, obviously would have to rely on a lot of ticket splitters between Donald Trump and Sherrod Brown. Bernie Moreno has been caught up in an incident, an AP story that had him, or not him, but somebody with his email address looking for male companionship on Adult Friend Finder. Now, Moreno has suggested and said that this was an intern playing a prank on him several years ago. His opponents are not buying that line. I think that's fair to say. This is not only a big test, but it's also a very big, it's just a very big primary overall. Senate Democrats have been boosting Moreno. The Senate Democratic super PAC has been boosting Moreno, trying to get him into the general, believing he's the weakest candidate against Sherrod Brown. So, a lot of cross currents here, Anna, let's say, and it's just a very interesting, very, very interesting race so far.
All right. With that, thanks so much for listening. We appreciate it. We have an event this morning with House Financial Services Chairman Patrick McHenry. You can go and sign up for that to watch virtually if you can't make it in person at our events page at punchbowl.news. As always, you can sign up and go deeper on all these stories and more with our free morning newsletter at punchbowl.news. All it takes is an email. Have a great day and stay safe, everybody.